Thanks for your presence and sharing with me our last goodbyes to my dear friend of almost 65 years, James Savage Spangler III, J. I'm Charlie Blackmore, and I'm extremely honored that Jay's sweet wife, Pat, and his sons, James and Tom, requested me to say a few words to my buddy, Jay. Jay and I became friends when he and his mom, Mary Sue, moved to Columbia, Missouri from Moberly, Missouri, and we started our sophomore year together at the only high school on the planet with a Cupid doll as its mascot, David Henry Hickman High School. Wearing a green and white beanie was a sophomore initiation since 1947, which became a beloved mandatory ritual from start of the school year until its burning in a huge bonfire at homecoming. Our class of 63 was the last to wear the beanie. Jay and I were both in the verse choir starting our junior year. I want to share with you a favorite reading of mine and Jay's from that choir. Reading on the philosophy of death, author unknown. Those we love truly never die. Though year by year the sad memorial wreath, a ring and flowers, types of life and death, are laid upon their graves. Well blessed is she who has a dear one dead, a friend she has whose face will never change, a dear communion that will not grow strange. The anchor of a life is death. There's no death, nor change, nor any ending, only a journey, and so many go, that we who stay at length discern the blending of the two roads, two breaths, two lives, and so come to the high and quiet knowledge that the dead are but ourselves made beautiful instead. By our junior year, Jay became recognized as a pretty good wrestler and football player. He went on to letter in wrestling and football and became a second all-district football, first-team all-conference, second-team all-area football team, and received a scholarship to play football at Northeast Missouri State University, which became Truman State in 1972. Jay and I had a great time in high school. He was a jock, and I kept up with all the social stuff, and he participated. Jay is remembered as a fun-loving Cupid who loved being a Cupid as much as I did. Jay got the name Jaybird on the football field at Hickman. Another player's dad had been called the Bird, so he started calling Jay the Bird because of his recognized speed for a big kid, and from there the irony of our biggest rival, the Jefferson City Jays, were called Jaybirds. Yep. Jay became the only Cupid Jaybird, and it carried through in his adult life. Jay passed away peacefully on the morning of Wednesday, January the 3rd. From our class of 63, Jay was the 115th loss to our class of 420. And from the 18 seniors on our football team, Jay was the 7th to leave us. Jay, Pete McDermott, Melvin Burnett, all football players, and me were a close group throughout our high school days, and they have all left me to carry on for them. Pete left in 2004 and Melvin in 2009. During Jay's early career in the restaurant business, he lived with our buddy Melvin and his wife Sherry after 2 years at Northeast Missouri State. Carla, Melvin's daughter, posted on my Facebook, "So sorry to hear this. Bet he and my pops are having quite the reunion." After Jay's stint in Chicago, Jay began his 33-year career with Norfolk's Southern Railroad. While Jay was in Kansas City, Pat became friends with Vicki Roth, sister of a good friend of Jay, Ronnie Roth, and that's what led to a 51-plus year marriage. Rest in peace, Vicki and Ronnie, but thanks for your great job of matchmaking, which began on September the 16th, 1972, and from that marriage, sons James in 77 and Tom in 79, and granddaughter Morgan, February 27th, 2008. My only regrets in the huge gap in my friendship with Jay from 1963 until we reconnected in 1983 at our 20th class reunion. Our friendship matured and has grown into a much closer relationship through the years. In about 2005, I finally convinced Jay to meet me in Wharton for a round of golf. I think he was a little leery, thinking maybe he wasn't good enough. Three holes with me, no problem. Jay was right at home. Praise the Lord, it ain't about the golf, it's about being together. In 2013, Jay and Pat requested our presence in New Orleans to see Jay in tights and feathers to be crowned as the 34th King of the Centurions. He said, just get measured and send the measurements to us, and we'll get the tux from a centurion in New Orleans. After I got measured, I told my wife, I thought about hitting the guy. She said, what? I said, yeah, he had the nerve to call me portly. Pat said, no problem. They just called Jay fat. I think I may have kidded him about that more than a few times. Love you, buddy. Jay was looked upon by all of his teammates as to what a good football player he was. Even in a Facebook post that read, sorry to hear about Jay. He was my boyfriend for my junior year. Remember what a good football player he was. And a humble Jefferson City Jay posted, sorry to learn of Jay's death. We played across from one another many times through our high school careers. Any man's death diminished me. John Donne, English poet. Just a little over 2 years ago, I had two house guests, one from the day for the day and one for over a week. I'm so thankful that Jay and Pat came to our home for the day to visit our guests, Jay's wrestling coach at Hickman, Dan Judy, 94 years old, and Russ Sloan, 85 years old, 60 Orange Bowl record holder, and Jay's football coach at Hickman. Oh, I must thank Russ. He stayed a week longer in the hospital with COVID and shared it with Jay and Pat and me and Karen before he went back to Florida. And a big thank you, Lord. Jay got to attend his 60th reunion of the class of 63 in Columbia last October and see over 50 of his old classmates. I made up a gift goodie bag at the reunion for all my classmates. It contained a ballpoint pen with the inscription, 60th Reunion Hickman QP Class of 63, Charlie at QP.net, 573-808-5314. Jay asked for three extra pens after he got home, one for Pat, one for James, and one for Tom. I love Jay. He left his pen on his nightstand by his bed. I close with a favorite poem of mine and Jay's from Verse Choir. I Believe, Don B. Landing. It does not matter when I go, nor how nor why. Each day a million roses blow, a million die. For every bird that lives to sing, a song is stilled. I go, a brief remembering, my place is filled. I'll live and love and dine and drink the while I may. And when my number's called, I think I'll say, okay. Rest in peace, Jay Burke.